Today on Press TV, the eight candidates in Iran's presidential election have discussed their economic plans in a live televised debate. This is the first group debate ahead of the June 14th presidential election. The candidates will discuss their cultural and political programs in two other debates next week. The US and Germany warn Russia against providing Syria with anti-aircraft missile systems. US Secretary of State John Kerry says the move would put Israel's security at risk. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has also urged Moscow not to hinder the upcoming Geneva II talks on the situation in Syria. Russia accuses the United Nations of playing political games in its probe of use of chemical weapons in Syria. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the issue demands a proper probe. He also said Moscow is waiting for more information about the arrest of an insurgent commander for possessing nerve agents. Pakistan's incoming Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif condemns the latest US drone strike in the country's rest of areas near the Afghan border. Sharif says the airstrike not only violates Pakistan's sovereignty, but also breaches international law. The US claims the attack killed a senior commander of pro-Taliban militants in Pakistan. Several people are wounded during clashes with Turkish riot police in the city of Istanbul. Security forces used tear gas and water cannons against the demonstrators who were protesting a demolition plan at the city's Taksim Gezi Park. Officials plan to destroy the park as part of a major renewal project. German police clashed with anti-globalization protesters outside the European Central Bank. The so-called Blockupy protesters prevented the bank's employees from reaching the building for several hours in the German city of Frankfurt. Demonstrators say the bank is the main architect of harsh spending cuts across Europe. Iran condemns a US jail sentence against Iranian-American citizen Mansour Arbatskhiar. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Araghchi says the verdict is another US step to spread its, quote, Iranophobia project. A court in the US sentenced Arbatskhiar to 25 years behind bars for allegedly attempting to kill Saudi's envoy to the US. And OPEC has decided to keep its output ceiling in its Friday meeting in Vienna. The organization said it would leave the output at 30 million barrels a day. OPEC says it made the decision due to concerns about weak demand for oil in the global and Eurozone markets. That's the latest here on Press TV.